Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Activists' condition deteriorates in seventh week of hunger strike to protect old-growth trees. Concern for Susan Maloney's weakening condition grows. Susan Maloney, executive director of the Campaign for Old Growth, is now in her seventh week of a hunger strike on the steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento, California. She will not eat until Governor Davis declares an immediate moratorium on the cutting of old-growth trees. Davis's office says the governor never advocated a statewide ban on cutting old-growth redwoods, but newspaper stories at the time, including those in the San Francisco Chronicle, indicate that he did. In a March 1998 address to the Planning and Conservation League, then-gubernatorial candidate Gray Davis pledged to ensure that, quote, all old-growth trees are spared from the lumberjack's axe, unquote. Despite Davis's promise and administration claims to the contrary, the slaughter of California's old-growth heritage continues and has even accelerated. Activists statewide are concerned for Maloney's condition. Rains and cold weather put her health at even greater risk. This brave woman has put her body on the line to remind the governor that he has failed to keep his promise. It's time for the governor to act to save California's old-growth heritage and to protect Ms. Maloney, states Ken Stromsmo of the Forestry Monitoring Project. Maloney has not eaten and has not drunk anything except water, unsweetened tea, and now coconut water since beginning her hunger strike on October 7th. She demands that Governor Davis let not one more old-growth tree fall, and that Davis endorse the Campaign for Old Growth's Heritage Tree Preservation Act initiative, which would protect remaining old-growth trees. If included on the 2004 ballot, it would give Californians the opportunity to decide the fate of the state's ancient trees. The text of the initiative can be found at www.ancienttrees.org. Too many activists have been put at risk or harmed defending the very trees Davis pledged to save, says Stromsmo. No one should have to starve to get the governor to do his job or to keep his campaign promises. Oregon forest activist Tim Ream says he fasted 75 days sitting on federal courthouse steps in Eugene, but drank juice and broth to keep his strength. He went from 180 down to 145 pounds and took more than a year to recover, and now thinks Maloney should stop. I think 40 days obviously has a lot of mystical energy behind it, and I think that could be kind of a good time to quit, says Ream, speaking last Wednesday on Maloney's 38th day. You could do damage to your body even when your mind is pretty clear. Maloney, bundled up in a Patagonia jacket to keep out the chill, says she lost a lot more energy in the past week, but thinks the addition of coconut water has helped since it brings in more potassium. At 5'5" tall, Maloney weighs 110 pounds, a loss of 20 pounds since she started. For nearly 6 weeks, Maloney has set up a green canvas camping chair outside the north side entrance of the Capitol, sitting under a giant sequoia, and spending a couple of hours every day talking mostly to school children or taking notes for her website, www.fastforoldgrowth.org. She does occasional radio interviews, but mostly has been ignored by the media. Unlike the dozens of protests that get ignored in the Capitol, Maloney's hunger strike is different because she has been there so long and because she is risking physical harm for her cause. Although she has received little media attention for her protest, Maloney says she believes she is now known at least to the occupants of the Capitol, particularly the governor's staff. And that's good enough, Maloney says, as she contemplates a good day to start eating again. On one part, I don't want to live in a world where they are still cutting old growth, she said. And on the other part is that so many people have said, don't kill yourself over this. We need you. Kent Stromsmo of the Forest Monitoring Project and Robert Saladay of the San Francisco Chronicle contributed to this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,